being the first speaker today, please let me commend you and your whole team on the excellent and comprehensive draft report you've presented to us. We believe that the approach you've chosen is the right one, being pleasingly substantial while remaining at the same time strictly factual. It is of utmost importance to present to the General Assembly a report that does not only state that we have met, but one that gives a clear indication about the work we've been doing. The draft report you have presented delivers in these regards. And please allow me to draw your attention on the three issues that are of particular importance to our delegation. Firstly, for the first time, we have not been able to welcome observer states to our ranks, and this deplorable fact is very factually depicted in your draft. My delegation has repeatedly made its position clear as to why a consensus decision on the list of observers could not be reached this year. Our position and the position of other delegations are duly reflected in the plenary records, and we understand that it will be difficult or even impossible to translate the different positions in a consensus language necessary for this report. Any indication to what the disagreement was due will not reach consensus. Let me underline, it has not simply been a procedural matter, and everyone in the room knows that. So we are ready to go along with your factual and impartial language as a compromise to overcome these foreseeable difficulties. However, we would like to suggest adding again the names of the states that requested for participation in the work of the conference, as it was done in Dalia in 2020 and 2021. This would add to the factual character of the paragraph. Secondly, this year has been a good year for the Conference on Disarmament. It has been a good year, although the Conference on Disarmament once again failed to agree on a program of work. However, the conference was able to commence its work and its discussion on a full range of highly important and pertinent topics in a transparent, predictable, and well-managed way, starting with the Egyptian presidency leading up to our session today under your presidency. We agree that this only represents the second best solution, as we were again not in a position to fulfill the real mandate given to the conference, but this year has shown the expertise gathered in the CD and its huge potential. We should not conceal this delicate progress. We strongly believe the report should reflect this work. It is therefore very important for us that your draft clearly states the subjects of our discussions, formal or informal. In our view, even more substance about the nature of the discussions and the varying views could be included in the report. At least we should make sure that the documents submitted to the conference under the different agenda items should be quoted not only with their respective number, but also under their titles. This minor adjustment will improve the readability of the report and will be a contribution to greater transparency. Again, this year has been a good year, and in our view, we have nothing to hide, quite on the contrary. And in the same vein, we consider it very important that the documents issued by the conference this year will be listed in Appendix 1, as you have proposed. After the very slim results of last year, that way the report will become a very substantial document and a working tool we can build upon. We have taken note of the proposals by the Russian Federation circulated yesterday. We will study them carefully. However, as a first reaction, I have to say that some of the proposed amendments will rather complicate the process than facilitate consensus, like, for example, the new language in Para 9 and in Para 12. Let me again comment to you, Madam President, on the draft report you have presented, and we want to encourage all delegations to show ambition and sincerity concerning the report. A factual report reflecting the work of the conference is our shared obligation, as indicated by the rules of procedure. Although we can again not reflect the negotiations of the conference, as there weren't any, we have a lot of progress and work we can actually reflect on. Madam President, the report you put before us does exactly that. We might consider additions, as suggested also by my delegation. We can discuss changes, but we should make sure that we keep the substance. For this, we assure you of our full support. Thank you.